Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Batch. Batch, bitch. Batch, bitch.
A batch, bitch. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back. I'm Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
And this is Batch Bitch. Did you have to take a sip of water?
I just felt like I should. No, I didn't have to, but I felt like I wanted to lubricate my windpipes.
Okay, well, you do sound good, I have to say. How have you been?
Yeah, good, since I saw you last.
Yesterday. Mm-hmm. That's a little joke for everyone. We did see each other yesterday. Just for fun.
We did a podcast. Not this podcast.
We did Matt Stewart's podcast. It's called Primates. And it's about primates, mm-hmm, in popular culture.
It's pretty straightforward. From the name, you will know exactly what the podcast is.
Yep. But so, then it's a bit of a little joke, like mates, because friends.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. It was fun. We watched The Jungle Book and commented on that because there are some primates in there.
Yeah. I didn't like the movie that much, to be honest, but Danielle was singing along the entire time.
I tried to stop myself. I was trying to do it silently.
It was very cute.
It's a childhood thing.
You had so much joy in your eyes.
Yeah, it was fun. I wish you had liked it.
Sorry, I think it's one of those things that if you didn't watch it as a kid, there's just not much going on. Like, the songs are good, but...
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, that was my criticism as well, that... The pace was very slow in comparison to what I remember it being.
The pace slow for a movie that is an hour and 15 minutes long.
Yeah, the pace slow also...
There's other issues.
Where the theme is they're trying to save this child from a tiger.
Yeah, you can't have many highs and lows, really, with that plot.
Yeah, you got to stop for a song and dance, you know, every now and then.
Anyway, we already reviewed that.
Yeah, sorry. Well, now back to our Bachelor reviewing podcast. We've already reviewed The Bachelor too, so now we're on to reviewing mindless things like our lives.
Yeah, how are you going?
Yeah, good. No sleep for the last 3 nights, as I've told you.
Yeah.
But yes, that's because my boyfriend has started snoring and I'm going crazy. Mm. Last night we went to bed and I checked my watch before I went to bed and it was 10:40. And then... I tried to get to sleep and I couldn't because he was snoring. And then I started to feel crazy because I couldn't get to sleep. And then I checked my watch and it was 1 a.m. And I'd been sitting there trying to get to sleep with his snoring until 1 a.m. And then
from when?
From 10:40. Oh. And so then I picked up the we've got two blankets. I picked up one of the blankets and I... The
off of him?
Two pillows. No. We have two blankets on his bed and... sometimes I like to make him sleep in one and I sleep on the other one because I don't want my blanket to get pulled off me in the middle of the night. And then I took...
That's cute.
I took my blanket and some pillows to the lounge and slept on the couch where I also had a bad sleep, but not as bad as it would have been had I not slept at all. But I've had 3 hours, so...
3 hours?
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's it, yes.
How do you... What time do you wake up?
What do you mean? I didn't get to... I got to sleep probably like 1:30 because by then I was really worked up and angry.
Yeah.
That I hadn't been able to get to sleep.
Okay.
And then the sun woke me up at like... 4:30? Yeah.
And then you were just awake at 4:30?
Yeah.
And you didn't go back to sleep?
I couldn't go back to sleep because then Jono got up and he started having a shower and then he wanted to have a chat.
Of course he did. Good morning, sweetheart.
Because I bought earplugs yesterday, but they did not help.
I'm so sorry that that's happened to you.
I don't know where it's come from.
Well, I'm sort of with you, but I just fucked up my sleeping pattern on my own. So I don't have anyone else to blame but myself.
But your skin looks wonderful at the moment.
Thank you.
That's all right.
Yeah, I stopped eating dairy again.
Oh, maybe I should. My waves. Skin's very bad at the moment. The worst it's ever been in my life.
I can't see anything.
There's like a thing here and then there's like four or five.
She's just pointing at bare skin. There's nothing there.
There is. I'm wearing foundation.
You're beautiful.
Thank you. I know that. Okay. My skin doesn't impact my self-worth, Naomi.
Okay.
Sorry, but thank you for the compliment.
I got stuck doing a puzzle last night, as you've seen. Danielle got here and this is like the hardest puzzle I've ever seen. It's all in grey lead and there's just so much grey. It's all grey and then I've got it to like a really good point and then Danielle came in this morning and she's like, oh, I'll just do all the easy parts now that you've done all the hard work.
What do you mean? You've done the easy bits where like it's like all the crocodiles and things like that. Now you're onto grayscale. These are the hardest bits.
No, because now there's like 15 puzzle pieces left that have like lines through them and they're the ones you're putting down.
Yeah. Yeah. But you've done the easier ones.
No, I have not. Because then you have to everybody search at through. Home,
she's done the easier ones. You don't start a puzzle with the hardest bits, do you?
No, you start it and then you get to a point and then the other ones you're like, oh, well, that must go there because there's only one place for it to go.
Email in. Let us know your thoughts.
Anyway, whatever.
The what worst have you thing, been up to?
The worst thing happened to me yesterday.
What happened?
A man yelled at me. You had to do a
podcast with me?
Yes, I saw you. A man yelled at me.
Why?
From a car. But it wasn't even to objectify me, right? So I didn't even get that problematic ego boost. You didn't even get
the compliment.
I didn't even get to be like, oh, men are disgusting, but I guess I'm looking good today. I didn't even get that. It was because I was walking back from the supermarket, which was literally right next door to my apartment block. But I didn't want a bag and I'd bought a bunch of fruit. And I have you seen the picture of that guy? And he's like, why can't I hold all these limes?
No.
Oh, it's just like an ad for a supermarket or something. But he's just holding a bunch of limes and he like can't hold them all. And he's like laughing about it.
Weird.
What? I mean, if you just saw it at a supermarket, you'd be like, yeah, all right. But then you actually look at it and you're like, what the fuck? Just hold them. Put some down. Get a bag. Anyway, that's what I look like. Mm-hmm. And then I think... And then I think he was trying to scare me so that I'd drop them all on the street because he just leant out the window and went, ah!
What is wrong with people?
And I was so upset. I was like, can't you just wolf whistle at me? You should have
thrown one at him.
I couldn't. I was trying to get my keys. I ended up dropping a loaf of bread.
Oh, my God. I thought you just had fruit. Now I find out you were lying. You had a loaf of bread, too.
Well, I was trying to cling it with one arm, but then I'm like, oh, no, I'm squishing the bread. So then I tried to grab it with my other hand. My other hand's holding like an orange in my elbow crease, and it was an absolute nightmare. And that's pretty much all that's happened to me this week.
Well, it sounds like a good week.
Yeah. Oh, another thing. By the time this comes out, everyone will know, so it's fine. I am Miss Universe Australia. No.
I didn't know what you were going to say. You
look really excited.
So I thought for a moment it was going to be like, I am pregnant. And I was like, what?
Can you imagine?
I'd be weird that you announced it on the podcast without telling me. Psycho move.
Danielle, the only reason for this podcast is to monetize our friendship. I don't want to talk to you.
We earn off the negative money from this podcast.
Oh, yeah. By the way, you owe me some money.
No, I paid for the criminal record check.
Yeah. No, that's fine. That's still more, but it's fine. I quit my job.
Oh. Sorry.
Oh.
I just like.
Why are you upset?
Because I live solely off comedy and it is a hard existence.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do that.
Okay. Okay, good. Okay. What's your plan?
I'll get a job as like a bartender or something.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
No, I'm not going to. I don't make any money off comedy.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I mean. I mean, yeah.
I don't even gig.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you do other stuff. You could write for things.
Yeah, that's true. I have a couple little acting things coming up. Presenting, I suppose. Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, comedy isn't just stand-up, Naomi. Comedy's anything you want it to be.
That's what I tell myself when I leave comedian in my bios.
You're allowed to say comedian. I know. You've done stand-up. You write comedy.
It's true.
You do a comedy podcast.
It's true. I'm comedian. And I'm funny.
No.
Don't force it, you bitch. How dare you? Anyway, so I quit my job. So that's exciting.
What? Why? You were just like, I'm done.
Yeah, I just lost
interest,
passion for it, and I felt bad because it's a job where I actually have responsibilities and stuff.
Yeah,
and I feel like they deserve better.
Do they need anybody to just like go in like one or 2 days a week and just like, I can't deal with computers, but I can like go make some coffees if somebody teaches me how to make a coffee, or like walk the office dogs. Or I could do the thing that your boss does where, like, I wipe down the plant sleeves and look after the plants.
I mean, the plants maybe.
Naomi once sent me a photo being like, what's my boss doing? And he was wiping down plant leaves. And I was like, oh, no, that actually should happen. You should wipe the dust off your plant sleeves so that they can breathe.
I put it on my Instagram story.
Okay, whatever. Similar.
I sent it to you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was funny because
I don't want to act like I've got a personal relationship with Naomi.
You made it sound like I was like, why is he doing this? The reason I posted it is because he had his like phone clinched to his shoulder on one side while he was doing it, and he was talking to a very important client while he had a face washer rubbing down plants.
What? That's allowed? You can focus more.
It's just funny. Then I got Danielle in my DMs. Oh, it's good for plants, Naomi.
Well, I thought you were making fun of him, and I was just saying that's a normal thing to do. Don't judge people who do that. I do that.
It's just not a very CEO thing to do, you know?
No, but I think that's how you know your CEO's okay. He's one with the people and the plants.
No, now that I quit, I think I'm going to cancel him. We'll see how I feel.
Naomi's been talking about cancelling people a lot lately.
Yeah, that's my new thing. I love to cancel people. It comes from a deep-rooted fear of being cancelled.
I'm going to cancel her. No, I can't cancel people. I'm not allowed. You first. Oh no. Oh no.
anything else been happening, Danielle, before we jump
into
this
moving week's house. Topic?
You are moving.
I'm moving back in with Jono and Bars. Away from my sister.
Is she staying at that place?
No, 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 no. She is also moving. She's moving into a share house somewhere.
Damn, can I move into your place?
I suppose so. If you want to, you could contact the real estate.
I'm unemployed now.
Oh, yes, you could do that.
Yeah.
It's a nice place for the rent provided. It's a nice place for more than the rent provided.
It is. It's very cheap.
Yeah.
I mean, it's made for low-income people, so yeah. It makes sense.
But beautiful, brand new.
Yeah, it is nice.
But yeah, so that is, I'm out of there, back in with General and Bars as of this Saturday. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be good. Bars has recently got interested in plants.
Ooh.
On the weekend, he went out and he bought a succulent ender cactus. But those are sort of entry level plants, you know, they're like very
easy to keep alive. Is a cactus a succulent?
I don't know, but there's sort of different. So. I don't know, maybe. I'm sure they're. I don't know. That's a weird one. Yeah. I don't know what the differences are, but the succulent does not have spikes.
A cactus is a succulent.
But a succulent is not a cactus. Is this what this is going to be? It's like one of those weird.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is important.
But he's very happy that I'm bringing a hoard of plants in. And I thought I was going to have to get rid of some plants. But Bars is like, nah, we'll get rid of other things before we get rid of the plants. Bring the plants. And I'm like, okay.
That's so cute. Yeah,
he's very in love with the plants at the moment. And he's very into the fact that I've recently got a betting account so I can bet on the UFC.
Danielle.
What? I'm up.
No, Danielle, you don't have any money.
No, I know, but do you know how much money I put into the betting account? $15.
Danielle, I'm so mad at you. I've never been more mad at you.
I've got like $25 worth of bets on, and I've still got $15 in the account because I won. And as soon as I win money from those ones, I'm going to take my $15 out and just bet with the profit. I only do $1 bets because I'm smart, okay?
You're giving them money.
Yeah, and I'm going to withdraw it, and then I'm going to be rich, and I'm going to be taking their money. So,
no, you end up losing.
I'm not going to lose, Naomi.
Oh my god!
As soon as I take my $15 out, then I'm just betting with profit. Do you not understand how this works? You dumb fucking bitch who doesn't understand gambling.
I think I understand it pretty well.
Okay, so stop judging me.
I am judging you. I hate I'm like, gonna be sports like sports bet and all that shit so much.
You can call me Danielle Bilzerian because soon.
Oh my god.
Soon I'm gonna be objectifying men and be a bazillionaire.
You know he got all his like millions from his dad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
he's a fucking.
Well, I'm self-made fraud. Danielle Bilzerian.
Why are you still comparing yourself to him?
Because he gambles, I guess. I don't know.
He's such a piece of shit. Once I
don't
went
cancel me
on my Facebook. I hate him so much that I.
Yeah, he's the worst.
Once I saw a video of him kicking a woman in the face.
What?
Yes. With and he's huge, right?
Yeah.
And it was, he was standing, he was in a club and he was standing on a podium. If you don't know who Dan Bilzerian is, maybe look him up on Wikipedia. Do not go on his social media accounts. It's extremely triggering. And he was standing on a podium and this girl tried to get up. And then he, was it her face? I don't know, it might have just been her chest. Either way, he had like a huge combat boot on and this guy's a fucking tank as well. He's huge. And it was just like this small woman and he just like, yeah, basically pressed his combat boot against her and just like, poof, like,
oh my god,
kicked her off. And I was like, what the fuck? And then I went on my Facebook and I went to his page, and then it had a list of like your friends who like Dan Bilzerian, and I deleted them.
Who I unfriended were they? All of them. I wonder if I've got any. And I'm gonna name them on the pod.
Name them on the pod. Because there's been, and there was, I remember there was one guy who I was like, I can't bring myself to delete him and I don't know why. I feel like he's better than this. So I didn't, but I deleted a bunch of other people.
Okay, this is just a fake profile.
And then, Danielle, are you listening to my story?
Yes, I am. I was just also looking up Dan Bilzerian.
There was one guy who I was like, I can't delete him. I feel like he's better than this. And then I didn't hear from him in like a year. But then I got into an argument in my like, when I was a little younger and a little angrier. I was like getting into an argument with someone on Clementine Ford's, one of her posts. Someone was like being misogynistic or something. And I was like, nah, nah, nah. And he was like liking all my comments. And I was like, I fucking knew it. I knew you were a little feminazi. So shout out to
these
him.
These are all the people that I am friends with who follow him. Don't read out the names actually. That's rude. But there's one who I'm very confused by.
Yeah. I'm sure that's ironic.
Yeah.
See, that's the part where I'm like, she's probably just following him to like keep tabs on him and like, you know, like if there's any
it's
human
funny to
rights.
Write content about it.
But then there are some guys there that I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah, there's also a bunch of fighters who follow him.
Oh, yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, of course.
Should we cancel?
I don't think we can. I also don't want to.
No, I don't either.
God, he's a nightmare.
Yeah.
What are these photos?
Danielle, stop it.
Sorry, I'm just.
Stop it.
These poor women are naked in the snow. And he's all dressed up like Santa Claus, which is a very warm outfit.
Yeah, I think he's wearing a dressing gown, though. I think his shins are out.
Oh. Oh. Well, that's fine, because those other women are nude. This lady's got it out. This lady's actually, I do not care about the lady, but this cat is sick. Look at that cat.
Danielle, stop looking at photos. Sorry. On a podcast. People can't see the photos.
That's okay. I'm sorry. I'm not going to look
you
at
you love him so much.
No, I love that cat.
Why don't you and can like buy some tickets to Vegas and go hang out with him together.
We're going to steal his money. It's going to be like, we're going to become best friends. And then,
oh my god, it's going to be like
Ocean's 8. 12. I don't know if that's, I was going to make a new number, but I think that's already been done.
Ocean's 9 would be the second in the women's trilogy.
Yeah.
And you could wear like pre-coats and then murder him.
Yes.
We'll can murder. I come now?
Fine. You can be the tech wizard.
Cool.
Like Rihanna in the last one.
Yeah. I'm 8 ball. I'm someone who probably should have been used more in the movie and, yes. and underappreciated.
And I'll pretty be the Mindy Kaling character.
Also someone who's underappreciated yes. and underused.
Can I say I love Mindy Kaling so the much. Most in the whole world.
Yeah, she's great. She's so problematic. Hey.
Is she?
Oh, I have both of her books. Do you have her books?
Yes.
She has the what, most.
Why are you... Like this? Oh, no, that's your show.
That's my show. Why shout not? Out. Sorry. Watch my pilot. It's on YouTube. Sorry. And I have you.
Why not me and is everyone hanging out without me?
Yes.
Those are the names.
Whichever one is the second one she talks about. It's like so. Oh, Mindy.
What does she talk about?
She talks about sex scenes.
Oh, yeah, about how she loves them.
Yeah. She's like, everyone who says they're awkward and weird are lying. They're hot and I love them. And we were doing the scene where we had to make out for ages on the street. And then at one point, I was doing it with this guy who was married.
Yeah, he's a married man.
And then at one point I was like, ugh, am I doing this right? And then he grabbed my hand. This is pre-Me Too, clearly. Yeah. And then he grabbed my hand and he slid it down. Boner. And he had a boner. And she words it a bit more eloquent. He had a boner and it was the hottest thing that's ever happened to me. And I was like,
what?
Fucked up.
That's so, if I was that man's wife and I found out about that, I'd be like, what the fuck, dude? That's not okay.
Well, that's why he's not named. But now I'm thinking about, like, I've tried to think, like, who could it be? But then I
she's
couldn't be
bothered made out with so many people in the show.
That she created?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a monster.
Yeah. If who's another hot man?
She's basically running a casting couch.
That is true.
Oh, no.
But it's like a PG casting couch. Yeah, it's not that bad. Just with smooching.
Yeah, and then occasionally a hand on a boner.
Yeah.
Couldn't have that happen these days.
No.
Poor Mindy. That's ruined for her. Thanks, feminism. Now, I've put forward a subject for us.
Yes.
Today.
Did somebody suggest this or did you
suggested this?
Okay.
I suggest because, as we've talked about before, one thing we have in common and with our boyfriends as well is that we love bad movies.
Yes.
Yes.
And this was a bad movie.
So this movie is called One Chance to Dance. That's mm-hmm. the number one and the number two. It's on Netflix.
Yes.
Which is, apparently it's pretty hard to get something on Netflix because they have so many, like, requirements.
I think dance is a weird one, though, because as soon as I put this in, there was, like, infinity, like, amateur dance movies that came up.
I'm not surprised because I don't think it's that easy to have a career as, like, a well-known dancer. Like, you can be in ensembles and stuff, but if yeah. you want to be a star, much like our friend Yvonne...
Yes.
You want to be in like a dance movie because you can show off your dancing yes. but people are watching you and connecting with you.
And honestly, Yvonne could be in one of these movies. Yvonne looked younger than the main guy in this.
Yeah, what?
This man was 67.
Actually, I'm going to look up his...
His actual age?
Yes.
Oh my God. This was... So I just wrote down some things that I thought about this.
Okay. I thought we could go through the plot.
I didn't go through the plot, but you can go through the plot and then I will add in my quips if you would like. The first thing that I would like to say is, so this girl, she goes to a new school or something new. Is it like a uni?
I can probably find the synopsis.
Okay, the synopsis. Yes, that will be good.
Wait, I want to find how old he is. Oh, he's 28. There's no way.
He's lied.
He's lying.
Or he's some sort of, like, person who ages very quick.
He's, like, he has the opposite of Benjamin Button disease.
Yeah, he is.
Where he ages.
But there is also sort of, like, she gets to this new school, and then these two girls come up to her, and they're like, you're a weirdo, new girl. You'll fit in with us. And then, like, one of the friends... wears the most insane outfits.
Well, okay, yeah, here's what happens. So it's a girl, she's moving to a new town and a new school, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And she is not close with her dad.
No.
Why isn't there just a plot?
But she used to be close with her dad. She was close with her dad, and then her mum and dad got separated, and her dad went off and married some young whore.
Yeah. And she used to do dance with her dad, but so now she's like sort of sworn off dance. But she goes to this new school. She meets two friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. One of them
is is wearing the most insane outfits I've ever seen in my life. Why is she? She's wearing all like insane bright colors. She's always sucking on a lollipop.
Well, that's the thing. She's like overweight, and the joke the whole time is, oh, she just can't stop eating, and she just has a lollipop with her at all times.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah.
I didn't know why, because I was like, why is this lollipop a thing?
Well, she's just always eating something.
Yeah, but a lollipop's like a small thing that lasts for forever. So I was just like, I don't know, I guess this just matches her weird aesthetic because it's like a colourful thing.
That's just, I'm just used to seeing.
I assumed if it was like look how fat she is, she's eating all the shit that they'd always have her eating, like pizza or something. It's bigger than a although at one point she has like one of those big carnival lollipops. And yeah. I'm like, nobody eats those. You can't eat those. They're too big. You cannot get your mouth on them. She's also got insane hats.
She does have. She has one of those hats that's like just the brim and then like a hole in the middle.
And it's glittery.
I'm surprised that you noticed her outfits because I can't get past the way that she talks.
How can you not get past that? I'm going to post pictures to the Instagram because there's like one hat which is like some sort of like, it looks like a, it's like a rectangle and it's filled with like lollies or something to make it look like.
She's wearing a square candy dish.
A square candy dish. And another one she's wearing like, you know those hats that the monkeys wear when they're clapping the cymbals?
The bellboy hat.
Yeah, she's wearing one of those, but it's just black and white stripes. It's actually like she's cut the top bit off a fedora. And just, you know, she's what wearing
she's
the
done?
Top bit.
She's cut the top bit off a fedora, and then later she's just wearing the
what?
The
just
brim
wearing
that
the rim.
She cut off.
I don't understand the costume department's thing they for this woman.
She's the funny, weird one.
Kooky. She's always wearing bright, colorful bangles and blue eyeshadow up to the eyebrow. Why is she wearing turquoise eyeshadow up to the eyebrow?
You haven't even talked about her personality.
Sorry, I honestly do not remember her personality because every time she was on screen, I was trying to get a photo of her outfits.
She spoke in AVE the entire movie.
What's AVE?
African-American Vernacular English.
Okay, tell me some things she said.
Just her whole, like, it's hard to do it without even being racist. Even though I'm quoting a white woman, I know what she's trying to do. It's just all that, like, damn, girl. Like, it's that the entire film. Oh, yeah. And it's so bad.
Sorry,
and it's
I do like, remember that.
She's, you don't, this isn't you.
Yeah.
Why are you doing this? And they're like, come on, it's like funny. It's like,
yeah.
I mean, if you're going to stereotype, at least just cast a black woman if you want her to be there like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One on the side.
If you just wanted Mercedes from Glee.
Yeah. Okay, no, she has a lot more depth than that. Thank you very much.
I don't understand this. I just don't understand this character at all.
Yeah.
I also don't understand the other character, but, you know, I don't understand any. None of these characters have any depth.
So who's the other character? Her other friend, she wants to be a choreographer, but is also a dancer.
Does she? I thought she just wanted to be a dancer because didn't she have her gay friend do all the choreography for their dance?
No, she thing? Did it.
Oh,
she's
did she?
A choreographer.
Sorry, I'm okay, assuming a man did the choreography.
All right.
Sorry, it was very hard to pay attention.
Good God. Anyway, so she's at this school with her new friends and then she meets the bitches.
Yes.
And it's three girls. Their names are Val, Mal and Fal or something.
And they call themselves the Neapolitans.
Oh, do they?
Because there's a black one, a red-haired one, and a blonde one.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I think with, like, the two of us, we would have absorbed the full movie.
Yeah. What you did and I got, what I didn't.
Yeah. And, like, the main girl is, like, just, I was like, I've seen her before. But, no, she just looks like every other, like, pretty blonde bitch antagonist
I also
in every teen film.
If this was, like, a proper... Like, if this was, like, a studio-made movie, like, a big studio-made movie, these girls wouldn't have been the popular girls. They would have just been, like, extras.
Oh, wow.
Or maybe they would have been if there was a good hair and makeup department, because the hair and makeup department on this movie, I don't know what they were doing.
No. But and the costumes as well. Those three, they come up. They all have like a headband and a bow in their hair. First, this movie
but their
looks
hair
like
is
it was styled.
And it's like they've got like sea salt spray in it. I can see split ends everywhere.
Well, that's we have talked about how you know people have money is if they have good hair.
Yeah.
I am having a good hair day though. Do you think so?
Yeah, I think so. I think it looks nice when it's all like wavy and beachy.
Yeah.
I just put my hair up in a ponytail so you can't really
still
look
looks
at
good.
It. Thank you.
Your hair always looks good.
Thank you.
Anyway, whatever. They're all wearing like a bow in their hair, these three bitches, and it's supposed to be like they're like prissy or... This movie looks like it was made in 2007. Why is the main character, what's her name, Gabby, she's always wearing vests.
Oh my God, I wrote Ban vests. But they're like vests that were from like the 80s. Why are they all like plaid with like teddy bears on them or something? they're all like... They're not like... I mean, I remember
when... They're not cool vests.
Yeah, I remember when denim vests were in, and these weren't even, like, those denim vests that were in. These were, like, you know those, like, old, like, young boys who would, like, be a ring bearer at a wedding? They were, like, those vests.
Like the second piece in a three-piece suit.
Yes. It doesn't... They're horrible. And then they're like, she's so alternative and weird. She dressed insanely. She dressed like I dressed when I was 13 and went to a Living End concert and didn't have anything to wear. So I just went and found a mismatch of things that I thought vaguely were like what you would wear if you went there. I did wear a denim vest.
Yeah, I had a denim vest too. I wouldn't have worn any of the vests she wore in this film at any point in my life.
No, these were bad.
Yeah. I think she had a fedora at one point too.
Yes, she did have a fedora at one point.
Very Kelly Clarkson. I always wanted a fedora because of Kelly Clarkson. I'm glad that I couldn't find one to fit my tiny hair. For the best.
I would have liked to have seen that.
God, a vest and a fedora.
I think I had a fedora. I think it was like one of those like what like you know those like woven
straw
ones.
Yeah.
I think when I was like 13 or something. I think that's when they were in. I think Misha Barton wore them in the OC for a bit.
Oh, hell yeah, she did. Yeah. Yeah. Apparently low-riding jeans are coming back.
No.
Yeah, everyone's mad about it, but I think it's happening.
No.
And I don't think you can stop it.
Nobody's going to wear them. Everybody will be like, oh, no, thank you. We'll stick to normal jeans that we like. No, low-riding jeans are not coming back.
I'm sorry, Danielle. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. I didn't decide this. I'm just...
Well, I'm not wearing them! And you can't make me!
It's going to come up to you while you're wearing pants and just cut off the top 2 inches.
That would be the most psycho move. In the, I don't know what I think I would kill you. I would take the scissors out of your hand and stab them in your neck. I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
That's an overreaction, I think. Obviously, what I suggested doing is also a bit fucked, but...
Yeah.
I mean,
what are you
murdering someone.
The fashion police? No.
Yeah, I am.
Stop it.
I am the fashion police.
No.
I'm the fashion...
Easter.
What?
Fashionista.
Oh.
Hello.
I'm sorry, I touched Tarzo. That's okay. He loves it. He loves to be touched. He's such a good boy. Fucking
this. This is like... Did you hear the noise he made then? I was like, I'm like patting him, like, I'm like rubbing him when he's moving on the carpet. And then he just went like.
He loves it. Little bitch. Love it. Okay. Anyway, so she meets the bitches and then they basically come up and they're like, we're bitches. Bye. And then she gets convinced to enter a dance competition.
Yeah, the dance competition, which is called One Chance to Dance, but also seems to be state finals or something.
No, the winner goes to state finals.
Oh, I don't. So sorry, the winner of this goes to state finals.
Yes,
and this is held in some sort of hall where all the decorations are balloons, and it's somehow televised because the mum of Brad was watching in hospital on the TV.
No, that was live streaming it.
Why the fuck would it be live stream?
Anyone with a Facebook account can live stream something.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, no, you don't have to pick a fight with everything.
Okay. I thought it was on TV. I'm sorry. And I was very confused.
So, okay, some background. Gabby, the main character, her mum is an alcoholic since splitting with her breaking up with her husband, Gabby's father. Mm-hmm. Gabby doesn't want to tell her that she's dancing because Gabby's mum wants her to be a doctor. And she's like, I don't know, dancing was like a me and dad thing and I just feel weird about it, which is completely irrational.
Yeah.
And she also volunteers as a nurse.
Which you can definitely do.
Yeah. I guess that's just to show us that she's kind.
Yeah.
And to work sort of as a plot device later on.
She also, the first task she's given is to get this lady who refuses to eat to eat. And she gets her to eat within 1 minute.
She's charming.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, you know what movie we should watch and review? Glitter, starring Mariah Carey. Have you seen that?
No.
It's just amazing. Whenever Mariah Carey walks into a room, everyone's like, who is that?
Oh, that's good. I love
She's amazing.
Anything Mariah Carey does.
Oh, we should watch it.
Me and Jess watched her reality show once when we were on Roadshow, and it was bonkers crazy.
I want to watch that.
Oh, my God. It's Mariah's crazy.
Mariah's World? Is that what?
Yeah.
Someone told me to watch that.
She was always in lingerie, lounging on, like, chaise lounges, giving, like, interviews. And then, like, once she was like, is there a fucking mosquito in here? Somebody get this fucking mosquito out of this. Oh, my God. Get this mosquito out of this room. And she kept on acting like she was like, I'm the best mom. I'm the best mom. And then every now and then she'd be like, the children will be like, mom, when she'd be like talking about how great a mom she was. And then she'd like, you could tell she was like, I don't want to fucking deal with that. But then she'd be like, I'm coming.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to watch that.
Yeah, good. It's good.
It's right up my alley. Anyway, we should watch Glitter. But this is a similar thing where it's just like, just to prove that she's just amazing. That like, she just has like this effect on people. Like, she's just so charming. And this, the lead actor, I would say she's very much someone who, more than the Mean Girls, she's someone who would just be an extra.
Oh, yes. I didn't understand why this lady was cast.
Well, we can get to that later.
Okay. Because I would just like to quickly say, none of these people seem to be great dancers.
No. Actually, there were a couple who did a tango and I thought they knew what they were doing.
That's so funny. You get the professionals in for the just like kooky dance.
Yeah. I was like, they should win. Anyway, Gabby goes to do this dance thing. She meets this hot guy called Dylan, but then this other guy, Brad, nearly runs Dylan over with his car. And they're like, don't worry about Brad. He's a dick. Mm. He's like, okay, well.
Obviously.
He nearly ran this guy over. So obviously he's a bully and a bitch.
Yeah.
She gets through to the finals. This happens pretty early on. She just does an audition and she gets through to be able to compete in One Chance to Dance. She gets a dance partner, Sean. Mm-hmm. And they start practicing. He's already choreographed a jazz piece that he thinks she'll be perfect for. So they start dancing.
And she's got a crush on him.
And she likes him. It's really cute. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Brad, the bully, is like, can you please tutor me? So she's like, okay, because I'm such a nice person. Because she just can't say no to anyone because she's so nice. Meanwhile, her mum's like still being an alcoholic, I suppose. Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And then she starts tutoring Brad, but then she's doing her dancing with Sean. And I love her little sleepover with the girls where they're all wearing eyeshadow up to their eyebrows.
Oh my God, yes. And then so I did a note where you know how sometimes you relate to a character in a movie?
Mm-hmm.
I figured out that the character I relate to in this movie is her brother. Because at one point in this sleepover, even though it appears that they're on like a second floor, a toad gets in the room somehow. And then like one of the girls is like, oh my God, it's a reptile, which is not something you would yell out. And then immediately I went, no, that's an amphibian. And then the brother walked in and went, that's an amphibian. And I was like, we're the same. And then later
that's
on.
His pet toad.
Okay, yeah, that's why. Oh, that's why he had it in a glass box later.
Yes, it was already his pet toad.
Oh, okay, because yes, he had the toad in a glass box then.
Yes.
And then he was like looking at it and going like, with his mouth was, like, looking at it. And I was like, that's me!
There were two funny points in the film and that was one of them, was this boy just like with a toad in a glass box and just kissing the box. I was like, that's funny.
I related to that.
Yeah. Anyway, they're like, who do you like? And she's like, I like Sean. Meanwhile, Val, the bitch, mm-hmm. She's like, fuck this. I want to get back at what's happening.
She wants to win the dance competition because she wants to win the dance competition. And her mum's the principal at the school. So her mum's like got sway over things. So
yeah.
She finds out some information about Gabby, that Gabby in her last dance competition or something blanked out.
Got stage fright.
And so then she told Sean that because obviously if Gabby does that again, it ruins Sean's chance.
Yeah.
And so Sean and her went to the thing and got it to change so that they were going to be partners now. And so then Gabby left alone.
Dumped. What information we also find out... Brad.
Yes.
The one she's tutoring.
Mm-hmm.
And Val used to be...
An item.
And they used to be dance partners.
And
wow.
They used to be amazing together. But then it was incredible.
They had some sort of falling out. We don't quite know why yet. We also find out that the woman...
The cancer lady
that she's taken care of in the hospital...
Who she's been talking about her amazing son for forever.
Turns out her son... Brad.
And Brad, Gabby's always like, Brad, why are you always on your phone texting some hot piece of ass? And then turns out the hot piece of ass he's texting, his mum. Because he's a mummy's boy.
Yep, because he loves his family and he loves his little sister. And there he is in the room dancing. Oh,
and he loves a phone game called Unicorn Monster. And everybody thinks that's hilarious.
What a little bitch. Anyway, Gabby convinces Brad to dance with her in the competition.
And all because she had already tutored him.
Yeah, she's like, you're so nice. One, man. And he's like, man, I can't dance. And he's like, she's like, I know, you have trouble with dance because of past traumas. Trust me, I get it. And I was like, this is a little on the nose.
Yeah.
You can do it with me. And that's when friggin' Gabby's friend comes in and choreographs the dance for them.
Mm-hmm.
Which you didn't seem to realize she was a choreographer.
No, I didn't realize that.
You didn't notice her side of stage, like doing Naomi, moves and being like...
I was like... really struggling to pay attention a lot.
Anyway, so we go to a... here's the drama.
Yes.
Gabby and Brad are going to have a date, like a real date.
Oh, my God.
But then Brad overhears in the library... that Gabby's a slut or something.
Yeah, that she made out with
Dylan.
Dylan.
The guy he tried to run over, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, fuck this. I'm going to go to a party?
No, he's like, fuck this. I'm not going to go hang out with her anymore. I'm not going to the date with her anymore. Yeah. And then the girl is also set up to tell Gabby that Brad is going to be at the party.
Yeah, so they set up – this is classic Mal, Val, and Fal. They're setting up all these rumors to go to bloody Mal's party.
Yeah.
So then Gabby ends up there with Dylan.
Mm-hmm. Who,
now, here's something I have a problem with. She's drinking this punch.
Yeah.
And then – oh, yeah, wait. By this point, Gabby's mum has, like –
she's thrown all her alcohol out.
Because she, like, nearly
died.
And
Brad took it out to the bin for her because he's a gentleman.
Yeah. So she, like, got alcohol poisoning and nearly died.
Yeah.
But now she's off the alcohol, so it's fine.
She's off it. Cold turkey.
That just happened midway through the film.
Yeah. And then also the girls were spying and they saw Brad take out the alcohol and put it in the bin. And okay. So what they planned is that they would make it so that Brad wouldn't come to the party and that Gabby would go to the party, and then they were going to let it slip that Brad had given them the leftover alcohol that Gabby's mum had drunk.
Yeah.
And then Gabby was going to be really angry, which I don't really understand why that she would care. Like, I wouldn't care if somebody, I was just like, all right. I mean, it was going to go in the bin anyway. I mean,
well, weird. It'd be weird to give it to, like, your nemesis who's fucked you over and is also his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, that would be strange, but I would just ask. I think I'd be like, what? I don't understand.
Well, my problem with it is she's been drinking this punch and then, like, you have to assume she's never drunk before, right? That's the vibe we get from this. And then they're like, oh, yeah, that has heaps of alcohol in it. And she's like, what? And then she's drunk all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Which is, like, there's no way when you're 17, if you've never drunk alcohol before, you just, like, you can just taste it.
Yeah.
You can just be like, this is probably just fruit juice. It tastes a bit like poison, but whatever. There's no way. Anyway, she gets really drunk. This Dylan guy.
Yeah.
Who we've been led to believe up until this point is fine.
Yeah.
Tries to date rape her.
Yeah, and she doesn't understand, but luckily Brad saves her and then mansplains sexual assault to her.
Thank God.
What did you think was going to happen? He was climbing all over you when you were drunk. And then she's like, oh, thank you so much for explaining that to me, Brad. I would have no idea. I just thought he was being friendly.
That is pretty much the character's reaction.
Yeah, it was. And then, yeah, she clues on and gets out of there with Brad.
She's like, ah, this guy wants to fuck me. The guy lying on top of me while I'm trying to vomit.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. We get to the dance competition. Oh, meanwhile at this party, something of note to me is that the kooky friend.
Yes.
With the hats and the lollipops.
Oh, yes. She's hooked up with an old cowboy.
This 40-year-old man, I have to assume, wearing a cowboy hat, full beard, which is like no one in high school is sporting a full beard.
To be fair, the woman who plays the kooky best friend, I'm not sure that she's not an art teacher at the school because she's not, like, she doesn't seem to be a teenager. Nobody in this movie. I mean, I understand that this is not high school. This is university, I guess. But
it is high school.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh my God. What? Everybody in this movie is at least 23.
Yes.
This is crazy.
Is it Teresa Biter?
Is she 36?
What?
Is she 36?
Is she 36? I don't know. I can't find it. It's really hard because.
No, this isn't a proper made movie. This is like filmed on. It's not filmed using proper cameras, I don't think.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that affect how something's going to look. And they probably could have had better cameras as well. But it depends on, like, how it's been staged. Like, lighting is really, really important.
Yeah.
You can make something look really good or really shit. And
this looks really shit. Yeah.
Anyway, we get to the competition. What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm Googling Teresa Biter age. Yeah, she's bonkers. It is insane. This movie is crazy.
95. I reckon 95, yeah. Which makes her 23 now.
Okay. Well, God.
And this was made a few years ago, so she's pretty young.
Jesus Christ, she is not aged well.
That's so mean.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, we get to the dance competition.
Yes.
Everyone's there. Something to note here is that the dancing is not that good.
No. And you know how in, like, Step Up or, like, those movies, you actually really enjoy watching the dance because they usually have, like, something cool happening with, like, water or, like, it's really, like, intense or, like, you know, there's, like, that one where there's, like, glow sticks or something happening and it's in the dark and you're like, whoa, that's cool. I don't know.
Are you talking about the party scene from Miss Congeniality?
No. Oh. I don't know what I'm talking about, but it is a dance movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, usually if you have a dance movie, you make the dances good.
Yeah, but this is just like a long shot and their dance moves aren't like even in sync.
No, and also they dance for like a minute and the music is still going. It hasn't even like built to a crescendo or anything and then they're just like, thanks, and they run off stage.
And then they get a standing ovation.
Every time.
And you're like, what? And the music is definitely like they didn't even buy copyright music. They just used like Kevin MacLeod. Like the songs.
No, they've clearly made music for but there's the no, film. Like,
it's all just like instrumental and not like.
They have words.
Do they?
Yeah. One of the songs is called One Chance to Dance and I wanted to download it but I couldn't find it anywhere.
I heard. I wish.
One Chance to Dance.
There was. I remember hearing the One Chance to Dance song when the credits were on, and I just heard a line from it that said, "Failure is easy," and then that just made me angry because I was like, "Failure is not easy. Failure is like, do you know what's easy?
Success.
Winning. Like, it's not easy, but if you win, you feel better. If you fail, that's a hard feeling.
It is a hard feeling.
What the fuck, dude?
Some of us would know.
And some of us can only imagine.
Yes. Look, the dancing is shit. The only good one was the tango. And they're just like, whoever they are. I thought it was really weird that the girl who's the choreographer, their dance was the worst fucking one. There was like barely any choreography in it.
Naomi, these are high school students, which
yeah, she choreographed a better dance for the other people.
Yeah, well, I mean, you wanted to do what's good for your friend, I guess.
Nah, sorry.
She also at the last minute, though, added in another girl.
Yeah, that's true. This movie does pass the Bechdel test, so I'll give it that much. There's a female friendship between two women of colour, which I thought was very nice.
Yeah, that was nice. So then also it appears that the principal, the like blonde bitch girl's mum,
yeah,
has bribed one of the judges.
Yeah.
Because they like wink at each other.
Uh-huh.
But then obviously Brad and Gabby's dance is so good that the other judges are like, no, 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 we need to see a dance-off. Even though we've done choreographed dance routines. So what, a dance-off? And then the blonde lady, she's made her partner prepare the second dance so well. But then Gabby and Brad obviously haven't done that, but luckily we've found out that they've watched a show called Showstoppers or Showtime or something like that, and they both loved the same dance in season 6.
It's fate.
And so they said, let's do the dance from season 6. They've never practiced it. Never. And then they did the dance, and guess what?
What?
They win. They win the comp, standing ovation.
Oh, and her dad's there.
Oh, yeah, her dad's there. I didn't understand, like, I felt like the standing ovation was there purely to end the dance because the dance move at the end wasn't like, this is clearly the end. It was just like, we're stopping now.
Well, yeah, they don't go to the end of the song at any point. They stop, like, halfway through the chorus.
Yeah,
every
well,
dance.
It's hard to choreograph more than 30 seconds of a dance, Naomi. You psycho. I have some comments on the movie that I've written.
Please.
So this school is supposed to be a very, very good dance school.
Yes.
But at one point, one of the characters says, this is one of the top dance schools in the state. Which, I just don't think that means it's that good. One of the top in the state. The state's, surely what? There's just like one good. Like, surely there's, like, one elite dance school in a state. If you're just, like, one of the best, then that just means it's fine, I guess.
I mean, they have a pretty big population. Well, they have, like, 300 million people in America.
Yeah, how much is in this weird, kooky state?
Less.
100 people. Anyway, I also wrote down, who wrote this? A 50-year-old woman who thinks she knows what teenage girls are like? Because this movie is... They say things that nobody would say. They throw pillows at the brother when he walks in there and they're like, girls, you know what to do. And then they throw pillows at him. And they're all
if that was real, they'd punch him in the face.
Yeah, they're all wearing glittery eyeshadow. What the fuck?
That's what you do at a sleepover.
No, you do face masks at a sleepover that and nobody's true. Wearing makeup. Everybody's like, get my skin clean. Get everything off it. Let's make it better. I said band vests, which we've already done. I also said the only believable thing in this movie is that this is student choreography. And I stand by it.
No, yeah, that is it. I was like, well, yeah, I guess this makes sense for this level.
Yeah.
I wouldn't make a movie out of it.
No. I also don't understand how the auditorium is possibly full.
I mean, there's probably not a lot going on. If they think this is, like, one of the best dance schools in the state, I mean, I guess they have low expectations and not a lot to do.
Yeah, this is...
I also love that they clearly had booked the audience in the auditorium for like one part. So they filmed all those parts. So they couldn't do any panning because they didn't actually have the audience there.
Oh.
So that's why they have the announcer and it's just him standing in front of a red curtain. Like that was clearly filmed in just some like room and they just put a red curtain up and he's supposed to be in like in this huge auditorium, but you can just tell that like the room is only a few square meters big.
That's so funny.
Do you have any more comments?
No, I've said all my comments throughout our talking because I read them and I was like, oh, I already said that. The mansplaining, the rape thing, the band vest. We already talked about that. We already talked about, I did write that, so the Brad earlier when he was being real mean to her heaps. He was so mean and then he got this like a low score on this test and then all of a sudden he was like, please, please help me. And I was like, I just wrote that a boy like that would never ask for help.
That is true. That is true. I think it's worth pointing out to our listeners that the only reason Brad was trying to run Dylan over is because Val cheated with Dylan.
Yep, when they were together.
And that's what happened to their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Still probably wouldn't run someone over.
No, especially considering that he thinks she's a complete bitch now. You'd be like, oh, well, good. I'm glad that happened so that we weren't together.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. He is an asshole. But, you know, he is also 40, so he's probably just annoyed that he's stayed in high school for that long. I can't get over how old some of the people are.
Yeah.
Especially him and especially that girl's cowboy boyfriend.
Yeah.
Who she just spends the rest of the movie just making out with him entire time.
They didn't even talk. She just walked over to him and started pashing him at the party. And she just like walked over. She just like pulled her lollipop out of her mouth. And then like they showed her like, I guess it was supposed to be like a sexy walk, but it just looked like she was like waddling. I was like, what is happening? And then she just grabbed his head and started making out with him. What do you think is happening? I was so confused. Sorry, now I'm looking at her headshots. There's a picture of her, if you just Google Teresa Bider, where she's got the lollipop and then she's got her hair up in pigtails because they did that at the slumber party too. Like she was supposed to be like, I don't know, I guess what JonBenet Ramsey would have grown into or something.
She's Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. Okay, this lady, I understand why she got cast. She is everything that she's in. She's just like a high school project for like beauty stuff. Okay, she looks normal here.
Yeah.
Sort of. I mean, that t-shirt's not great. That does look like something a high school art teacher would wear. Sorry, this is very visual again. Not great for the pod. Well, I mean, if you haven't watched the movie though, this whole podcast has not been great for the pod.
Yeah. Well, look. Watch the movie. I mean, we'll tell you now at the end of the pod to watch the movie. So I was like, I watched this movie, right? I watched this a while ago and I was like, why?
Yeah, so you've watched this twice.
Why this movie and why her? So the girl who stars in it, Lexi Giovignoli.
Very good.
Thank you. So she's from Ohio. I don't know. Like, there's nothing about her. She just doesn't. She's not a leading lady. I'm sorry. I have to say. Like, she's fine. She's not a good enough dancer to be the lead in a dance movie. Like, if we're talking, like, the woman in Step Up. I can't remember her name. Like, people who are, like, come on, man. Like, they're athletes.
Yeah, I don't understand. I was like, either get a good actor, actress, or whatever, or get a good dancer. Don't get somebody who's bad at both.
Well, turns out, so I'm looking through, if you go to...
Is she the director's daughter?
If you go to her IMDb, there's a bunch of movies that she's a star of.
Okay.
And I was like,
what?
What
has happened here?
So I went there.
Is she like a Rebecca Black where her family's funded all this?
Well, when you look...
Is she Rebecca Black under an alias?
How dare you? Rebecca Black is amazing. So there's So I went to the writing credits. And it's Jake Helgreen and then Elizabeth Snowdley. And then I went to produced by, and then it says producer Jake Helgreen, executive producer Elizabeth Snowdley. Now, I should know what an executive producer is, but to me, it's the person who puts down the money.
Yeah.
Now, this Elizabeth Snowdley, I have sleuthed to find out it is her mother.
Oh, my God.
And if you look at all the other movies.
Can you look at if the costume designer is also her mother?
So there's a bunch that, like, it says Elizabeth Snowdley's story, but then it's, like, uncredited. So she's clearly, like, come up with... I mean, a lot of producers do that. They'll be like, okay, I have an idea for a movie where basically this happens, and then they get writers to actually write it.
Yeah.
So that seems like what she's done here. So what was your question?
Yeah, if her family funded it, which they definitely did.
Absolutely they did. So here are some other movies... if you feel like watching them.
Okay, I'm going to write this down because Jono was upset that I watched this without him. So I'm sure all the other movies she's in.
I said, Danielle, watch this movie. You'll love it. And we'll talk about it on the pod. And Danielle was like, all right, I'll watch it tomorrow because today is Jono's birthday. And I was like, Jono would love this movie.
Okay, I actually don't think he would have liked it to be sprung on him on his birthday though.
You don't know him like I do.
Okay. Okay, what are some names of some movies that she's in?
All Hallows Eve.
Oh, great. Is that going to be a horror? That's going to be so good. All Hallows Eve. Hallows Eve? Hallows Eve.
Hallows Eve. So it's as Eve celebrates her birthday on Halloween night, she discovers she's a witch and accidentally summons an old relative that wants to enslave the town.
Oh.
So if we look at the writing credits, yeah, we have Elizabeth Snowdley, story by, uncredited.
Okay.
For that one. Now... what else do we have? We have Honeymoon.
Ooh,
from awesome. Hell.
Oh, okay.
When young newlyweds Julia and Rivers find themselves trapped in a quaint Carolina coastal bed and breakfast with fellow stragglers during a dangerous hurricane, they soon begin to suspect they are being haunted by the legendary ghost of Alice Flagg. Mm. Now, if we look at who wrote this... oh, no. She's not... credited on this one, but let's see. Produced by Elizabeth Snowdley, executive producer.
Okay. Okay.
This is another fun one. This one looks like a rom-com. Accidentally Engaged.
How accidentally engaged?
Well, when unsuccessful actress Clarissa
what are these names?
This one's based on a true story, I suppose. Returns to her hometown for a wedding and tries to impress her old friends by claiming she's dating big-time celebrity Chaz Hunter.
Chaz Hunter?
Chaz.
Chaz.
That's like the name of the dad in Rugrats. She suddenly finds herself in a comically false engagement when her lies go public. Okay, the sentence doesn't make sense. When her lies go public, Chaz decides to join the festivities in a stunt to escape bad press. It's a bit of fun. I wonder if they fall in love.
I reckon they do. More. Okay. Oh, yes. Three times a charm. Yes. Okay. What happens in three times a charm? Is it a magic thing?
It looks like it.
Ooh.
Three charms, three chances. Three chances to dances.
No. Is it three chances to dances?
Okay. No.
I was like, this can't exist.
Emma, the studious editor of the school paper, is tempted by the most popular boy in school, Chris Duval, to cheat. She is given a magical necklace that will give her three chances.
No.
No? What do you mean no?
I cannot. Sorry, I just tried to Google accidentally engaged and nothing came up, but this movie called Merry Christmas was recommended to me, and this is the description of Merry Christmas. Kayla's engaged to a famous choreographer but is having some doubts, and discontent turns to confusion when she shares a magical kiss with a stranger. I think it means Santa because there's a picture of her next to an old man Santa in the
wait cover. Is this the same girl?
No, just a thing I was recommended when I googled when I searched for accidentally engaged.
Well, that sounds good, we should watch that too. There's another one called Another Tango. This is another dance film. Former high school sweethearts reluctantly reunite for a dance competition and attempt to save small town's failing dance studio. Damn, I was hoping this would be a like sequel, but it's not. there's still one that, you know, it's easier to see what movie she's in if you. Oh, here's another one. She has so many movies that she's the star of. This one's called.
Why doesn't her mom just give her money?
What do you mean? She's a producer. She makes it all happen.
What do you mean? Yeah, but her. So she. Well,
she wants to act.
Oh, this is just don't act. If your mum's paying. How much are these? Can you Google, like, the box office spent and earned for these?
No, I don't think they go to the box office. I don't think they go to cinemas.
You are actually right there.
A Fish Tale, a stuffed animal shows a little girl that love is a special kind of magic. Oh my god, this is an amazing thing. So I
was she was this made for her when she was a child?
No, she's like the older sister or some bullshit. Okay. So I looked up One Chance to Dance because I wanted to see what the ratings were. If you on Google users, 90% like this film.
What?
Well, okay, that's just people who look it up.
Okay, yeah.
Then you go to Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay, yes.
And there's no critic has reviewed it, but then there's a few audience reviews, and the audience score is 47%.
Oh, boy.
Which is rotten. It is not fresh.
No, it is, and that is correct.
But I went to the audience reviews.
Yes.
And then, it's not reviewed well. I mean, it's like there's some good ones and some bad ones. Like someone says, abysmal, honestly a horrible movie, terrible acting, worse choreography. But then there's one that's a 5-star review and it just says, just helping the score since I'm in this movie. And it's Justin Ray who plays Brad.
Oh.
Why wouldn't you just lie and say, like, 5 stars, I like this movie, and just put it under a different name. Why would you be honest? This is my favorite review. 5 stars. One of the original films to blend love with dance in the modern day millennium era. Lexi Giovanni and Justin Ray's on-screen duo floats gracefully like any other partnered dance routine. The script, though predictable, still provided emotion to bring you to your feet. 5 out of 5.
No, her mum wrote Janice. That. Her mum wrote that.
Janice Hannies, I don't believe you at all.
Oh, my God. So, can you guess how many Instagram followers Teresa Biter, the cookie friend, has?
200.
200, you think?
Yeah. Okay,
you've under guessed it. But she's got 786 followers. Mm. Guess how many she's following?
1,700.
No, 780. She's pretty Ooh. Much one Ooh. For one.
Yeah.
Follow for follow.
Anyway, what a wild ride this movie is. I highly recommend everyone watches it. There were two points when I laughed. I can't remember what the other moment was. There were two points when I was like, that is genuinely a funny joke.
The toad?
It was the toad, and I can't remember the other one.
Oh. Was it when she poured the punch bowl over the hot girl's head?
No. But
that was funny, and I didn't see that coming at all.
That's a joke. She walked over so slowly with the punch bowl.
So, and the lady just stood there and took it.
She looked like she was walking down the aisle. That's how slow she was walking towards her with this punch bowl, like one step at a time.
You wouldn't dare. That was me acting as the blonde lady. Honestly, better actor. And I'm not a good actor.
She wasn't so bad. Like, she would have been better in the lead role, I think.
Yeah.
The evil girl. Like, I think she's a better dancer.
Yeah, and I feel like Giovanoli, or whatever her name is, would have been okay as a mean girl. But honestly, get rid of her. There was the two girls who did the acting to let Brad know. Both of them could have been lead the mean girls as well.
The plants?
Yeah.
These two girls who were planted to spread gossip. Yeah,
I didn't realize until they walked out that they weren't the blonde one and the redhead.
Me too. I thought they were the same. They all looked the same.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, what? which just, what a good film.
Yeah.
Do you think we should keep reviewing bad films?
Sure, but let's ask our listeners
okay.
to maybe give us ones to review, and then we can post it on the Instagram before we watch it so that they can watch it too.
Yeah, that sounds good. Let's do that.
Okay, and as long as, like, We're not reviewing The Room because we've watched that. I cannot watch it again.
The Room?
Yes. And you've also done a Do Go On podcast completely about The Room. So yeah. If they want to...
That's like a special interest for me. That's
yeah. If they want to hear what we think about The Room, I agree with everything Naomi said on The Room and listen to her talk about The Room on Do Go On.
Thank you. It was, they said it was like one of the...
the best episodes?
Yeah.
Good.
Everyone's been really nice about it. So if there are any Do Go On listeners here because of that,
thank you.
Shout out to you. You're the only fans I care about. Everyone else, go fuck off.
Naomi, you're alienating most of our listeners.
No, I'm not. We only have 7. what else is happening? Oh, we're on like Planet Broadcasting now. I still have to move all our stuff over.
It's taken us forever, but we've got
it's
there.
It's a lot of admin.
I think it was like probably like, what, 3 months ago?
It was definitely when The Bachelor was still on.
Yeah. And now we're finally there.
We did it, everyone.
We did it. We replied to emails.
Yeah. Tarzo, do you have anything to add?
He's just been licking his dick for 5 minutes.
Oh, he's so cute. It's cute when he does it. I love you so much.
I wish I knew what he was thinking. He's just like, yeah, I just lick my dick.
No, that's not what he's thinking.
I lick my dick in the room with these girls.
No, don't turn him. He's not a perv. He's not a Dylan, okay?
I'm going to call you Louie from now on, Tarzo.
No, don't.
Okay, I won't. I'll mutter it under my breath. Hey, Tarzo. Louie.
Fuck off. How dare you?
And I'm going to call Naomi Sarah Silverman from now on because she lets it happen.
Yes.
She says.
And I won't age. what else? Yeah, I think what we should do. Because, like, by the time this comes out, we'll have recorded the next one. So let us know what movies you think we should review that are bad. I think we should do the God's Not Dead trilogy.
Oh, my God. We haven't watched the newest one yet. Watched it yet?
No.
Okay, we're going to have a movie night for that too.
Yeah, so Danielle and I and our partners, we watched God's Not Dead and God's Not Dead 2 because, my God, they
Why
are
wouldn't
some...
You?
Excellent.
Box office smash.
They actually did make money.
That's like so much money.
Yeah, because they just appeal to like that super Christian.
That Bible Belt.
Audience, yeah.
Yeah, in America.
They fucking love it.
They also have a catchy song. And they're like, God's not dead, he is surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion.
Wow, my hand just went to the rock symbol. Just,
I mean, it is pretty rocky.
It is. I love Christian rock music, as I've talked about before.
Yes.
Okay, that's enough bullshit.
Yeah,
I don't know how long we've been talking.
I reckon I'm going to say an hour and a half.
No way.
You don't reckon?
Surely not.
What time did we start?
I have no idea.
It's 11:45 now.
Good God. I mean, you did
spend
like...
We are so sorry.
I'll cut out what I can. All right, follow us, whatever.
Also, remember, if you're in London, please come to my show at the Soho Theatre.
Yes.
Bullshit. I've sold some tickets now because they went on sale.
Really?
So get in while you can, please. When I say get in while you can, I mean I'm sure you'll be able to get in if you book tickets.
No reviews recently, which is weird. Might have something to do with the fact that we haven't...
Sorry we didn't upload for a while.
...podcast for a while.
But we're back on it. We uploaded a podcast yesterday.
Woo!
Woo!
And then by the time you're listening to this, we will have uploaded this one too.
Yes.
So stop complaining. No one's complained. Everyone's been really nice.
One person said, when's the next one coming out? I need it now.
What a bitch.
I replied. So that was somebody who was asking for it. So...
Well, shout out to our one true fan.
And the rest of you, go kill yourselves.
Yeah. But follow us on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And leave us a review.
Yeah.
Please?
Like, subscribe, rate.
Yeah.
YouTube.
Tell us, how many babies would you eat?
Yeah. And if you don't know what that's in reference to, don't worry. Just tell us how many you'd eat.
do you want to read out the description of the...
Oh, yes. I got to read out this Kevin MacLeod's...
The song that you heard at the start of this is called Bossa Antigua. Danielle, take it away. This is Kevin MacLeod's description of this beautiful song that he wrote.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. Welcome to my pad. My favourite parts are the view of the beach and this very groovy orange shag carpeting on the walls. I still haven't been able to teach my Roombas to get up by the ceiling, though.
You fucking butchered that.
Sorry. I still haven't been able to teach my Roombas to get up to the ceiling, though. Does everyone know a Roomba is one of those vacuums that's like a robot vacuum?
It's funny because he's like, welcome to the past. Oh, but actually it's present day.
Yeah. This is a... I love you, Kevin. But I'm actually glad to have a crazy one again.
Me too.
Last week's is boring. Kevin, what are you doing?
Sometimes he has to educate as well. Remember, he doesn't only do music. He also does graph paper.
Yes, he does.
Love you, Kevin. All right, that's enough from us.
Okay. Bye. Bitch. Bitch, bitch. Bitch, bitch.
Bitch, bitch.
Bitch. A ba 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 batch bitch.
A bee bee dee bee dee wow wow wow.
Batch bitch. Ba ba da bo ba ba da bo ba ba da bo ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.